That last line of the gospel, this kind can only come out through prayer, which has also been, there's been a variant in the text, as I said, prayer and fasting, because for the ancients, prayer goes with fasting. You don't pray and not fast. And you don't fast and not pray. So they just put them together. Though the text has only prayer, it presumes fasting. We begin today, and I'm going to comment as long as we have the book of Sirach, on this book. I'm not going to say much today because we're already, I've already taken quite a bit of time at the beginning. But the other name for the book is Ecclesiasticus. And it's called Ecclesiasticus because it was used so extensively in the church to train people in the basics of the moral life. In the basics of what it means, you know, what is marriage, what is friendship, you know, all of these teachings. And so it was part of the catechumenate particularly. So it's called the ecclesiastical book, Ecclesiasticus, but its name is Sirach, written by a man by the name of Jesus, son of Eleazar, son of Sirach. And he wrote it in Hebrew. Toward the end of the 2nd century B.C., and he's about 40, 60 years later, his grandson translated it into Greek. And one of the reasons it didn't find its way into the canon is because the Pharisees in Palestine didn't want it because it wasn't written in Hebrew. One of the reasons. Remember, they didn't have a canon till long after we did. So there are two canons, and this is this other one. Well, the irony is, of course, in 1903, we discovered a whole bunch of fragments, about 60% or more, of the book of Sirach in Hebrew. So now what are we going to do? You know? And it's marvelous. All I want to talk about this morning for 1 minute, this begins with this panegyric, this praise of wisdom. The only way we're going to get it is to keep reading it and begging the Lord, why are they so excited about wisdom? Is this like to build better bridges? No. Unless you mean bridges between God and man. This is to understand what reality is all about and to see it in the eyes of God. You know, John of the Cross says, when somebody has finally allowed the Lord to move this him, her, through all this prayer of purification, and which is an enticement all the time. We don't go through purification hoping for a raise. We're enticed by God. We're pulled by God. And the more that we let the Lord pull us, of course, the more purified we get, the tougher it gets in one way, but the more glorious it gets. Have you ever heard a saint say, cut it out, Lord, that's enough, you know, I quit right here? No, because they're enticed. They're moved, huh? And that's so. And wisdom, therefore, is like indefinable. It means seeing God in faith, and seeing all things in God. You know, it's nice when we see God in all things. That's progress. But maturity is to see all things in God, and that's wisdom. And so it's a delight, inexpressible delight, because wisdom is inseparable from love. You can't have wisdom without love. It says in Ephesians 3, you know, I want you to be built up, to be strong, because the Spirit dwells in you through Christ. The Spirit acts in you, and Christ dwells in you through faith, so that you will know the length, the height, the depth, the breadth, which is a wisdom, and you will know what I'm talking about. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. To know it, it surpasses knowledge. That's wisdom. So already we have this great mystic going to lead us through this instruction on what it means to live, what it means to have friends, what it means to be married, what it means to have children, what it means to be honest, what it means to be sick. And then in the second part of the book, let me now talk about our heroes. And he goes through some of the great heroes of Israel. Why? Look what they did. Look what they let God do. Follow them. Those are our heroes. So we'll pick up the text tomorrow. Yesterday we began the book of Sirach.